T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot still doesn't have agreements with all city employee unions on her COVID vaccination mandate. As political editor Craig Delamore reports this morning, the deadline that she imposed is just over 3 weeks away.
Mayor Lightfoot back in August said all city employees must be fully vaccinated by mid-October as a condition of employment. She says negotiations have gone fairly well with most of the labor unions, a couple others not so much.
No, the deadline's not going to be pushed back. I can tell you that with 100% certainty. We've had great conversations with most unions. There's kind of one tranche. It's all the unions and fire. And then on the other side is the FOP and the sergeants and supervisors union.
She says the fraternal order of police rank and file are not being served well by the FOP leadership.
We should be meeting this week. Why aren't we meeting this week? They pushed us off and said, no, we can't meet till the week of the 27th. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Regardless, she says the deadline stays. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Dozens of Chicago public school bus drivers resigned over the COVID vaccine mandate at the start of the academic year, with some quitting just hours before opening day. Reporter Chris Tai of CBS2 looks at some possible solutions to that problem.
Checks for families taking care of transportation themselves, checks of $500 per month, are being sent to schools, then distributed to families. Monthly checks started going out last Friday. The district revealing today that they are working with cab companies to assist 120 students who will be transported with bus aides in those taxi cabs.
CPS says it's now short by about 500 bus drivers. Police are investigating at least 3 phony court orders mailed to ethnic restaurants in Evanston.
Cook County Chief Judge Timothy Evans condemns the letters, saying they're highly offensive and falsely claiming to be from current or retired circuit court judges. Evanston police say 3 letters listing the Skokie Courthouse as the return address made racist and homophobic comments and threatened gang action if the recipients didn't close their restaurants. Sergeant Ken Carter says the letters that are dated September 14th and arrived at Ovo Frito Cafe, Kabul House, and Mount Everest on different days this week are believed to be related, and more are out there. In Evanston, Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The city's health commissioner says vaccination rates in Chicago have crossed a positive threshold. The story this morning from WBBM's Bernie Tafoya.
Chicago Health Commissioner Dr. Allison Arwady says every zip code in the city now has more than 50% of its eligible population vaccinated against COVID-19. And while she says that's still not enough, she calls it a positive sign. Dr. Arwady admits there are some concerns about a possible increase in COVID rates as we enter fall and winter.
There are questions, though, as we move more into this fall and winter, more typical viral season, and we move indoors, whether we may see parts of the country, including in the Chicago area, have more issues related to that.
Meanwhile, the state reports 39 more COVID deaths, with nearly 500 COVID patients in hospital intensive care units and 262 people on ventilators. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Top surgeon at Sherman Hospital in Elgin is asking the city to intervene in a labor dispute that he says has reduced surgeries by 90%. More from WBBM's Mike Krauser.
Dr. Tom Stanley, the vice chair of surgery at the hospital, said during a meeting of the Elgin City Council there are no anesthesiologists on staff and they're being brought in from elsewhere. A labor dispute led the hospital to end an agreement with a staffing provider, and a new agency doesn't have any anesthesiologists licensed in Illinois.
So this capacity crisis is going to continue for a long time, and the hospital's broken.
He said anesthesiologists who were kicked out, in his words, are willing to come back, but they can't under the new contract. Stanley said Sherman normally does 2,000 surgeries a month and is now on track to do less than 200 this month. He said the situation is crazy. That's the latest.
712, Northwestern University has received a $480 million gift from Patrick and Shirley Ryan, who already many of the most prolific contributors to the school already. University Provost Kathleen Haggerty says it's the single largest gift the school's ever received.
You know, it's a wonderful gift, and it just, you know, people who work at the university are so appreciative of the support, and it really allows us to become a great university and to continue to get better.
The money will fund a wide assortment of initiatives. From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with you. There's never been a Bears QB quite like Justin Fields. I'm sure the team's had first-round quarterbacks before, but teammates never felt this way about Mitch Trubisky or Rex Grossman or Cade McNown. Jeff Joniak's seen them all and takes it from here.
For several months now, players on both sides of the ball have gushed about the raw elite athleticism, arm strength, accuracy, and ability of Justin Fields. Now he's starting against the Browns. So what gives Marquise Goodwin belief in Fields now?
He makes plays at practice. He goes against our number one defense every day, and you see what they did on Sunday, and I've seen him make plays at practice, so I know he's, you know, definitely prone to make some throughout this week's game.
Tight end Cole Kmet.
Yeah, I think it's just his poise. I think that's something that really stands out. You know, last weekend when even when he throws that pick, it just it's next play, which is really impressive.
It's been impressive to head coach Matt Nagy as well, saying again that where Fields is at is further than where he thought he'd be at this point. And that's the latest from Hallis Hall.
Nick Foles is Fields' backup in Cleveland. Coach Matt Nagy also says that Andy Dalton gets his starting job back from Fields when he's healthy. Three Bears limited to practice. Nose tackle Eddie Goldman, wide receiver Darnell Mooney, DB Tayshaun Gibson, all hopeful for Sunday. Thursday night football, 1-1 Houston hosts 2-0 Carolina, the Panthers 8-point road favorites. A thrilling Cubs ninth inning rally falls just short of the Twins, 5-4 losers. Trace Thompson strikes out to end the game with a tying and winning runs on third and second. Champagne on ice in Cleveland, where the White Sox can celebrate clinching an AL Central title by winning either end of a doubleheader. Games are at 12-10 and 5-10. New England beat the Fire at Soldier Field 3-2. Blackhawks training camp opens in a few hours. The Sky host Dallas in a single elimination WNBA playoff here in town tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.